Okay. Welcome to the 10th episode of the Elite Cosplay Podcast, and I'm more exposed than Kevin is.
Yes, I can see that. Let me fix that.
Just aim the lights more at you.
Yeah. There we go.
Should I start over?
No.
Oh.
As you can tell, it's super, a special edition.
Super organized. Yes. Yeah, it's just... For those who aren't watching, it's just me and the Kevs today.
Yep.
No one wanted to come to the podcast today.
Not no one.
No
Let's
one.
Just say that
no one.
We lost some people at the convention today.
We lost one person at the convention and one person to food.
And that's what happens at a full day con, I guess. I mean, we left our place at what, 10 a.m.? No. Yeah,
we left
10.
Here at 10.
Left here at 10. It is now about 7 p.m. We're about 8 hours off on our filming, so...
Yeah, it messes things up. And next weekend is SakuraCon, and I don't know what the hell we're gonna do with that.
That's fine. Like I said,
because our shoots like go to like 9 p.m.
Right, but we had a little bit of downtime. We had a couple photo shoot cancellations today, so we had some downtime. So I was thinking if we would have brought two mics and our handheld recorder, we could have filmed it while we were sitting
in Chinatown.
We could have done it in Chinatown or at the parkour park where we were watching those lovely people jump around on those rocks.
Yeah. So, this podcast is going to be interesting because Kevin and I talk to each other every day.
Yeah. Woo! So, we don't have a lot to share
I don't have anything to share with you that's
interesting.
Today. Oh, well, I can share with you. You don't really look at it. There's clear Warbla now.
Interesting. And what does that mean?
I meant to talk about that last week.
I know.
And I got really pissed off when the podcast ended and I was like, dang it!
And then you yelled out that subject, but tell me more.
I did yell it out, but then you didn't ask about more. You just said, oh.
Well, I mean, in my head, it's like clear Warbla. Okay.
Yeah, but think about the Warbla that I have and like how it feels. Like, it's going to be like, how is it going to look? Like,
it's going to be textured clear. It won't be clear like resin, like a fresh cast or resin. It's not going to be like that.
You think it's going to be foggy?
Yeah,
or?
It's going to be foggy. There's no way it's going to be clear.
Well, even resin's kind of foggy a little bit.
But I think it's going to have a weird texture to it.
Like a cutting board,
like those glass cutting boards.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Because with regular Warbla, you know, you can reheat it and remold it as many times as you want. So with the clear one, is that going to affect the clearness of it?
Right. That's what I'm thinking. Probably.
You can't nod on a podcast.
Right. That's why I said probably.
Yeah, that's the only thing I was thinking. I just got an email... I guess I'm on a mailing list somehow, but...
Well, because you ordered your Warbla through Cosplay... No, where'd you order it from?
CosplaySupplies.com.
CosplaySupplies.com.
We are not sponsored by them.
Shh. You're copying. That's the second time today.
What else do we do?
It was a song. We were walking.
Oh, and we sung it together?
Yes.
Just la la la.
Just pure coincidence.
Yeah.
But I don't. That personally,
yeah,
it should
know.
Be interesting to see what it looks like.
The only picture I've seen is someone molded it into a skull, so it's like this clear skull.
How clear is the skull?
It's pretty clear.
Huh.
It didn't look foggy. I don't think it's like perfect, like glass or anything.
Yeah.
But...
So the thing is, with the way that plastics and stuff work, like as soon as you start introducing heat, it'll let oxygen into it, and it's not. I don't know. In my head, it won't.
Science.
Because if you do it to acrylic and stuff like that. If you do it carefully, like fish tanks, clear fish tanks, you can build.
Can you heat them up?
You can heat them up
and
bend them, but after a couple of tries, it's going to be trash.
That's what I was thinking. So maybe the clear Warbla won't be as kind to mistakes.
Yeah, but it's worth a look.
It'll be cool, though. I mean, for people who want to do like LED things, you don't have to cast resin. That would be amazing.
Yeah, but I mean,
you can just stick things in there.
Yeah.
You know, instead of having, I mean, casting just is. I don't like resin, but whatever.
Yeah. Well,
personally, working with resin is kind of boring, but I don't know. That was just when I was talking to the cosplayer we photographed. She was a World of Warcraft, and she had, you know, all the resin balls with the LEDs in them, and she had like resin casts of stuff, and. We're talking about the clear Warbla, and I was like, that would make this way like lighter.
Oh yeah, lighter for sure.
Lighter.
How sturdy you want it though. Like if sturdiness wise, you can't be resin. Resin's hard. You can drop it and it'll be okay.
What if it gets brittle though? Because it can't
brittle,
get brittle.
Yes, but it's sturdy.
Yeah. Well, warble is pretty tough, though.
Yeah.
I think you could smack it around a little bit.
But if you do a single layer, it's not going to be strong enough. Like, if you do, like, a round thing. Like, her... So, she had...
like, edge bulbs.
Bow tips.
Oh, yeah.
The edges of the bow were cast in clear resin. So, if you did it with warble, I mean, you'd have to fold a triangular shape around it. Yeah, it'd be hollow. But
you're saying it would be
to some, you know, the attaching point wouldn't be very strong.
Yeah. But I think it's a good option for people.
No, fantastic. It'd be interesting to see what comes out of it.
Yeah. I don't know where to, I don't think it's for sale. I'm not really sure. Yeah, I mean, I literally just got an email that just said, introducing Clear Warble, and it wasn't from a company. It was from a cosplayer. And I was like, oh. And Warble was not in the United States for a long time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if this is something that someone else made and copied the brown warble. I'm not really sure. It's very interesting. I'm interested to see what comes from it.
They can't call it clear warble if it's not made by Warble. So I'm going to say it's probably the same company.
Okay. Clear. Who named it Warble?
Probably some German guy.
Warble.
Warble. I don't know how to say W. What are W's?
It's like
German?
A V, right?
Is it
like Volkswagen? Come on. Warble. Whatever. I've heard it, the German cosplayer, the Kamui girl, the German cosplayer, she says it like that, so I think. Hmm. I haven't watched her videos in a long time, but I'm pretending that she says it like that. Anyways, that's the exciting news that I want to talk about last week that I'm upset I didn't talk about. Yeah. So now it's old news and everybody already knows about it.
But think about all the awesome things. Clear breastplates.
Ew. He was joking, but
yes, that was a joke. I've been trying to work on my voices and sounds to make the audio only podcasts more entertaining for our folks.
I've noticed that, to get meta, I guess, when you speak in a lower voice like this, it sounds nicer.
Oh,
and so you can be like NPR.
The closer you speak to it, the better it sounds.
Oh. Well, I notice when my voice goes higher and when I talk faster, it's not as interesting. Mm. So when I'm down here and really boring, it's pretty nice.
Sounds like a radio DJ.
Oh yeah, smooth jazz.
Anyway,
yeah. So, well, I'm interested. Like, well, I was thinking about it because they were like clear warble, blah 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 blah. And then I was like, is that going to be easier to paint because it's clear? And then I thought, who gives a shit?
Right,
because you're just painting over it anyway.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. What would you make out of it? You know,
it's got to be just for simplifying LED stuff, like or something that's clear, because there are clear things like in cosplay,
right?
And I think it would be might be more user friendly than tinted resin.
Maybe like just hit it with a Sharpie to color it in to give a tint.
Mm.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. How would you tint it?
Yeah.
Because hers were green.
With a
Sharpie. There's like these Sharpie lines where you connected them and stuff. That's first class cosplay making.com. Anyways.
Anyway.
How did you
like today's con?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good. It was surprisingly...
We were illegally at the con.
Well, we weren't illegally at the con. Let's just say we were at the park behind the con, which is a public space. It's not illegal to be there.
I just like saying illegal.
No. If we were illegal, we would be
arrested.
Inside. No. They would just yell at us and say, oh, you don't have a badge.
Yeah, we didn't get yelled at. It's like the first con we haven't gotten yelled at in a while.
It's because we were in
it's
the
outside.
Park
it's
the
a
con,
public
we
area.
Were, yeah, we were in a public area. There were more hobos than cosplayers, I would almost say.
Yep.
I would say today's, not to say that our lovely Seattle parks are filled with hobos, it's just to say this is surprisingly
they are.
Not busy. Yes, but I would compared to SakuraCon, that was a joke. Like, there was nobody out there.
Right.
I mean,
but
we're competing for space at SakuraCon, and it's not even that big of a con.
SakuraCon, I think the numbers are smaller than Emerald City, but I think at Emerald City there's more stuff to do inside. Because there's actual
panels.
Celebrities at Emerald City Con. You know, there's, you know, TV shows, movie celebrities.
He had his, when we were sitting down waiting, he had a picture of him and Stan Lee. And I was like,
oh, yeah, Stan Lee was there. So everybody's just inside waiting to get autographs.
A picture of that.
Oh, that's probably a lot.
Oh, man.
I don't even know.
Stan Lee. Like, I would like to meet him, but I wouldn't want, like, do I commemorate this with a picture? No, I just want to meet you.
Someone on my Facebook has a picture, and they got it done either last year or the year before, so it's not this year, but you know, he sits there and poses for how many pictures,
how boring is your life at that point?
So Oh, he probably gets, he probably makes jokes and shit.
I know.
But he's just, he's literally just sitting there in between them, and the two of them are like, yeah! And he's just like,
mm. Yeah, that's exactly how he looked. They could stuff him, and no one would know.
Oh my God, okay.
I would like to know what people think. Like, I get the idea to meet your idols and heroes and stuff like that. But on the reverse side, if you are the idol or hero, like, how, he's what, like 90-something now?
He's old, yeah.
And that's just your life now, just contouring, like con after con after
con. Contouring.
This is not a makeup podcast. I'm just saying.
No, I know.
I think,
I don't know about Stanley because I don't know his personality personally. Right. So he probably doesn't, he might not even give a shit. He's probably just like, whatever, you know.
I know.
Some people I see are more robotic about it. Like there's a post.
Star Trek Voyager people are very robotic from what I've seen.
Oh really?
the lady that plays Janeway.
She's not fun.
I don't know. I mean, maybe she's better.
Have you seen the two, like comparisons between the Britney Spears meetup and the Rihanna meet and greet? Mm-mm. So the Britney Spears one, you can't touch her, and she's just standing there with like this fake smile on her face, and there's just people awkwardly standing next to her. And at the Rihanna one, she's like, yeah, and she's like hugging people, and she's like sticking her tongue out, you know, and they're like just having fun. She's like kissing someone's face, you know, like she's all having fun. And then Britney Spears is just like, eh. So to me, it's like what you make of it, right? Like,
yeah, that's true.
If you like, I think a lot of people have fun with it, and they're just like, let's do it, you know, like do weird poses otherwise.
Because the Walking Dead people, the ones that I've seen online,
are they funny?
Yeah. They're supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah. So I think if you have more fun with it, because the fans would be totally willing to have fun with you. It's not like the fans are going to be like, oh God, what are you doing? But, you know, like they're excited.
When you're at the top and you just have hundreds of people telling you you're so amazing, you're so awesome, it's just like, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, let's go. Come on, next.
Well, yeah, if you get a big ego about it. I mean, to me, Rihanna and Britney Spears are on the same level.
Yeah, okay. But
if we're really going to get down to it. So
Rihanna's probably a little more entertaining.
Oh, well, yeah, but I mean, Britney has that classic, like, pop, you know, she's been around. I don't know, whatever. I was just trying to compare to that because that's what I've seen. So I think if you have fun with it, mm-hmm. and with the fans, then you will have it. The time will probably go faster, and you'll probably have more fun of a time than just going or just drink lots of alcohol.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised if they were wasted, some of them.
I don't know.
Who else was there?
There's a lot of people. There's usually, I mean, I don't look. Because we don't usually go to Comic-Cons.
Right.
We usually go to the anime conventions more. But there's usually like Walking Dead people.
Right.
Just all those TV shows, like older TV shows that aren't around anymore.
John Benjamin.
Was he there?
No.
John H. Benjamin. Archer. Yeah. There's always someone
and
random.
Bob's Burger.
There's always someone random that's like pretty big. And I'm like, whoa, you know. But yeah, I think Stan Lee was the big draw.
Right.
I mean, there's obviously other, but
right.
I think he was one of them, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And next year, they announced, I don't know if you heard me talking about it with some cosplayers, but next year, Emerald City Comic Con is going to be 4 days instead of three. So I think they're trying to kind of level up with the San Diego a little bit. I think San Diego's four.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Do you know if any other Comic Cons are four?
I think that's
what's
just
the one
three,
that we ButtCon, the one that we got yelled at.
WizardCon. Wizard World. That's just two, I think. I think that's just the week. Or it might be
Wait,
three.
Wait, was that the same weekend as Rose City? Or
no,
was
no,
that
no.
just the people were talking about it because
it was just new and we just went because we're close to Portland, so we were like, whatever. But we didn't like Wizard World.
No.
Just saying. Boycott WizardWorld.com. ButtCon.
Wizard World?
WizardWorld.com.
Is Wizard World
it's like a chain for Comic Cons.
One in Chicago, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, there's multiple.
Yeah,
I'm glad there's not one up here because it probably can't compete with it. Emerald City
again. The guy that we shot the photograph today. He was had positive appeal to it.
Yeah,
I think maybe we just went the first year.
We went the first year and it was bad.
Just the shit show.
He said it was really nicely organized, but he said the convention center is weird because there's always two different conventions going on at the same time.
Right. When I worked for the other company and we did the food show,
was it at Portland?
Yeah, it was there. And then there was also another.
Was it dance?
No, there was coincidentally another dance one, and there was like a plumbing one as well at the same time. So
yeah, so that's kind of weird for me personally.
That's too big of a convention center, but it's nice. It's better to have too big of a convention center than what we're stuck with.
In Seattle, they're adding on to it. but it's probably going to take a couple years. They're tearing down buildings for the convention center.
To add on to it.
Because it's so small. Yeah,
it is. It is.
It's cool views because it's like over the freeway, like straddles the freeway. So it's interesting. But yeah, but I mean, Emerald City Comic Con has grown so much these past couple years. I remember when it was like nothing.
But I mean,
it was no big deal.
The number of people outside. Oh, I guess. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. I keep bringing that up because
I meant to get to that. Sorry. That's what we went to. Yeah, was there's more to do inside. At SakuraCon, there's lulls, I would say, like in people's schedules, like, oh, I want to go to that panel, but for this hour or two, I'm just going to go hang out outside, and everybody hangs out outside, and it gets really clusterfucky for me.
So the only Comic-Con that I've been to was Wizard World.
I've
never really been to any other Comic-Con, so I don't... Oh, no, no.
I've never either. It's just a different crowd, and it's not a bad thing.
So now, in the panels, are they... like the anime panels where it's just fan based and then they just pitch whatever idea they want.
Comic-Con ones are more serious, like where it's like the kind of like San Diego where they have like the panel of like the Walking Dead people or whatever, and then you can ask questions and
it's basically a podcast.
To me,
they just talk about their funny stories on the show, and then
they go bye bye.
And then what questions do you have? Okay, not all right.
To me, that's what I would think it would be more like.
Okay. But that's San Diego. I mean, what do we have up here? I mean, I can imagine Stan Lee probably talked for a little bit.
Maybe. Maybe he's like, fuck that, I'm old.
Bernie talked about it. He did presentations and stuff.
Yeah.
That's
here?
Probably what it is. No, not here, but at these kind of... Okay, never mind.
Yeah. Answer my question. You just go around kind
of and... semi-famous people.
You do shit, yeah. I think anime cons in general are just more casual, in a sense. In some ways, it's everything's so different. Like even anime cons are just different everywhere you go. What are you mouthing to the camera?
I'm not doing it. I'm just listening to you.
Boom. Oh,
I don't
by
even
the
know
way,
how long we've been recording. So,
uh-oh,
we're gonna get out of control. 15 minutes, I think.
For Kevin fans, I know.
Wait, I can't see the time. Can you see the time?
No, I can't see the time.
Okay, we're just gonna wing it.
Laser eyes can't do that. We should make a name for your fans.
How do you know I even have fans?
I think Kevin has at least one fan. Hi, fan. we took a very sensual picture of Kevin last night. And he's...
Are you going to flash it right here? Oh, you know
sweat.
What?
Sweaty.
Dewey.
Let's
do Dewey.
I was thinking about posting it on the Instagram for no reason. It has nothing to do with cosplay.
My twin today that I found.
Oh, yeah, there's... Kevin found a hair twin at Comic-Con. Or the hair twin found Kevin.
Yes, he found me.
And Kevin was baffled as to why he wanted a picture with him.
Yes, I was confused, to be honest, a little bit. I didn't know what was going on. And that's why my pose picture was not... Because I was confused.
Kevin looked awkward.
I was breaking down our equipment because we were moving... Or we finished a shoot and we were...
Oh, we were in the middle of a shoot.
Were we? Okay,
I was still shooting.
Oh, right. Our subject walked away for a minute.
I'm pretty sure this video is crooked, too.
Woo. It's fine. No one notices. Do you notice it's crooked? No, it's audio people.
Out of control. Yeah. Thanks, audio only people.
Yes.
Love you.
I
don't have to look pretty for them.
My hair twin ran up and was like, oh, can I get a picture? And I was so confused because this guy was wearing...
I thought they were trying to be mean.
Yeah. I didn't know what was going on. And I was like, I had stuff in my hand and I was breaking it down. I was like, what's going on? So I just turned my head, looked at him. I was like, okay, we have the same haircut. And I was like, okay, take your picture. Move along.
And I took a picture, too. I said, wait, wait, wait. And then he was all doing a fancy pose, and Kevin's just going,
because I didn't know. He was doing this. Like, what is this? Like, I don't know where this is from.
Maybe that's the guys with shaved heads pose.
I missed the memo on the guys with shaved head pose. Next time I'll go to the monthly meeting, and they'll initiate me, and I'll find out about it.
They don't want you in it. Yeah.
Anyway, I didn't know what was going on.
That's okay.
But yes, if you want to find me in an awkward pose, subscribe to our Instagram and you will see it.
Yeah. You'll see all of Kevin's awkward poses.
I'm just going to follow Kevin around.
Hashtag Kevin's butt.
Kevin's butt.
Oh, what?
Right now, the video is flashing pictures of that sensual picture.
Oh, is it?
I forgot to tell you that.
Oh, Kevin's going to edit this really awkwardly.
Oh, if you want
to
see awkward.
I figured out why I look different on the, like, we can see the screen to the video. It's because it usually comes from a up angle, and today we're more
low at
straight.
Yeah. But if you want to see an awkward video of me, watch the our coverage, or behind the scenes pictures. I make awesome faces in the background because Holly's talking. She doesn't know what's happening behind
her.
Oh,
no.
So keep an eye out for me in the background.
Oh, boy.
Lots of painful, weird pictures.
Yeah, we filmed video all day. Or Kyle filmed video for us.
Yeah, thanks,
and then
Kyle,
he ditched. No, because then he ditched
here.
Us for food.
That's all right.
He said, I
he
can't,
went to my favorite restaurant,
I can't
so
wait.
I can see why.
I can't wait 30 minutes. I have to go to food now.
Well, to be fair, his friends did pull up right as we were starting to film, so...
Yeah, but he was whatever.
I know.
Moving on. There's nothing to move on to.
Well, we should hear back from Rebecca next week about why she wasn't here. She went to the cosplay contest, which
costume
be...
contest.
Oh, sorry.
I don't even know if she'll be in the podcast next week because
it's
a KerCon.
Well,
so
we'll do it. We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. It might be an audio-only podcast, so keep an eye out for that. Or it'll be a really shaky cam because Kyle will be holding it or something weird.
I don't even think Kyle's going to go. I don't trust anybody.
Holly is very pessimistic today, as you can tell.
Well, I don't trust people to go to anything, honestly. That's why I don't invite people to stuff. Because they're always like, they always just don't go.
No, just, well, it'll be fine.
That's why I don't, yeah. So I won't be disappointed. Because when I invite people, then you get disappointed. And you say, oh.
That's fine.
Okay.
Because, what happened to that girl that said she would carry all her gear for us and follow us around?
Oh, shit, I gotta email her.
Yeah.
That's
thanks.
Not.
4 weeks later.
No, I told her. I told her I wouldn't email her.
Responsible Holly.
I know, I told her I wouldn't email her again until the con was happening because she emailed. What? She emailed like 2 months ago. And I was like, yeah, that you can, she wants to kind of like
us.
Shadow us.
We can
and,
throw this tripod and say, you carry this tripod around.
Well,
and
I said,
we'll watch us film.
I said, sure, you can shadow us, but we don't know where, we hadn't even opened a photo shoot. So I didn't even know what time we were going to be there. I was like, I don't know what our schedule is, so I'll have to talk to you later.
All right.
And she was like, yeah, whatever.
Okay.
It was fine. I was nice. I'm a nice person.
Okay. Well, if you're going to be at SakuraCon, we usually hang out in the back area, so there's the convention center.
Yeah, because I don't got time for that inside stuff.
Yeah, it's impossible for us to move around inside. So
we have too much gear.
We generally hang out outside. Oh, but we do have a bed, so we might chill out inside. We'll see.
Yeah, we have a bed. Oh, yeah, I like sitting on that floor.
Yeah, that floor is pretty nice. Between the sky bridge over, what street is that?
Pine?
Pine? No.
Pine. Pine. Pine.
No, it's Pike.
Pine.
It's Pike. Pike. No, it's Pine. Sorry, you're right.
Pine.
Yes. So Pine. We usually sit on the overpass over Pine.
Or is it Pike?
The...
It might be Pike. Actually, yeah, I think it is Pike.
Damn it! I had it right! It's because Pine has an N in it, which is
well,
north
Pine
of Pike.
Well, Pine is north of Pike. Yeah, yes. That's how I think. For those who don't live in Seattle, there's two
parallel streets
downtown.
Pine and Pike.
Pine and Pike, and
it's a running joke that the two get confused a lot.
And in your head, when you live here and you think about them, they look the same because there's nothing differentiating. Like there's nothing really,
yeah.
Like making, yeah. So for April Fool's Day joke, someone
bought an
perfectly,
N sticker.
Yeah, perfectly made the N sticker and put it on the Pike, and then took the K sticker and put it on Pine, and people were getting confused because people can't remember. If it's Pike or Pine. And there's this actually
there's
a skit.
Yes.
There's a skit. There used to be this kind of Saturday Night Live show on.
What
and
is it called?
It's
always
Almost Live.
Almost Live.
And they have a skit. I think it's just called Pike or Pine.
Yep. That's true.
And it's like is it like a Jeopardy thing where it's like what
right.
is this what yeah. store is this on or something like that and it's like Pike or Pine.
That's where Bill Nye originally was cast on.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Bill Nye the Science Guy. Anyways, yeah.
What was that? Oh, yes.
Oh,
so, yeah, it's
because I like
the
to
overpass.
Go to the exhibition hall.
Yeah, that's between the exhibition hall and the free open space within.
I don't know how to describe
that.
It's
at.
Up the stairs.
Yeah. It's right in front of the exhibition hall.
It's past the subway.
Yes, past the subway.
Past the angry subway man.
Another story for another time.
Aww.
Yeah, we got time.
Yeah.
So last week we were. jump right back into it. Last week, we were going to put together a film about places to eat around here for SakuraCon and Emerald City.
But I got angry at it.
Yeah. Basically, Google and Yelp were replacing our fruitful effort that we were trying to make a nice video for you. Anyway, I was filming a Subway sign. It was closed Subway, by the way. So the gate was down.
Oh, you should say there's a Subway inside the convention center.
Right.
It's at the top. And the convention center is a public access area.
Right. It's considered a park area connected to the freeway park that we are usually
in. So people are allowed to go inside the convention center and you can just sit there all day and stare at the wall. And they don't care because it's a public area.
Right. It's a city space.
Yeah. So we were in there. Okay, continue.
Yes. And then I was filming these places and I was like, let's film the Subway. So I was filming the sign. And then the guy inside Subway ran up to me and said, hey, you can't film me.
You need
my permission to be in your video. And then I just looked at him and I said, I'm standing in a public space and I'm just filming a sign. And he's like, okay.
He wasn't even filming him. Right. He was just filming the sign.
People are so defensive nowadays.
Yeah.
Unless he was a child molester and that's why he didn't want to film it.
But now I'm just slandering him. We're pretty sure law says if you're in a public space, you can be filmed, I think.
Yes.
Technically.
Yes.
Really technically.
That's why paparazzi can take pictures of Britney Spears naked from her in her backyard. I don't know. This probably doesn't exist.
We weren't filming anybody, by the way. Right. We were filming a sign.
Stupid
sign.
I got yelled at, so I shook my fist and I said, now I'm angry at you, Subway man. Yeah. Why'd you ruin my day by trying to be
assertive?
This
is why people can take pictures of people on, like, the trains and post them on Reddit.
Exactly.
So, I mean, we would never do it maliciously.
It's not Better Call Saul. It's, what is it called? There's a legal term for this, and I just remembered it.
Better Call Saul did that?
Yeah, he said, well, you didn't watch the last episode with me.
Anyway, like that show. Sorry, everybody.
I don't know. It's
minus
not too bad.
One Breaking Bad fan.
You're not a Breaking Bad fan.
I said minus one.
Yes.
I impact it. Game of Thrones, though. Ooh, that's coming.
I don't like
that's
that
like
show.
Next month.
I do like the outfits and the sets.
Yes.
But I don't know.
Come on. Yeah. It makes me like scream every episode. I'm always like,
sold on it. It is a good departure from traditional planned out every episode. This is, he's about to die. Oh, he can't die because he's the main character. No,
yes.
It does throw a beautiful wrench into that system.
I get nervous every episode. I'm just like, someone's going to die. This is it. This is going to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you haven't seen it, sorry, spoilers, people die a lot.
No, that's not, whatever.
I don't know. I
didn't say who died. So.
Right. I do genuinely like that show. For that purpose. But other than that, it's just it's a little too drawn out for me sometimes.
No, it's so exciting.
It's because they're catching up to the books.
They've already caught up to the books. They're like past the books.
They?
Well, in some of the characters. Like,
oh, right, because they do.
They're
the
already
jumps,
past it, yeah.
Jumping, yeah.
So they're I guess this season they're kind of departing from the books.
Good. This will be interesting.
Yeah. So people are wondering if they're going to kill characters that, like, main characters like aren't dead in the books.
Interesting.
That'll be crazy.
Isn't that what they agreed on? Like, what's his butt? George Martin said, I mean, he's approving this stuff, right? Up until this point.
Yeah, I'm sure they talked to him about it. He's pretty active in it. He always writes one episode each season.
Really?
So, or so far he has. I don't know if he has time for it anymore, but please don't die. The end.
You need to know. You need to know the endings.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably told the endings to somebody. Because you can't entrust one person to know.
I always wonder about that. I feel like I feel like I read this, but it might be wrong, that the guy who writes Bleach has like an assistant and he wrote it down somewhere something because it's just so long and
right.
That's what I wonder.
Because
you
like,
could die. You could die any day.
Yeah, you get sick. You ruin the whole. Like nobody knows the official end. Like what you had in mind.
Well, that guy going off on a book tangent. The Swedish. Oh God.
The dragon.
Yeah, the girl with the dragon tattoo. Yeah. Woo! I have those books.
Sorry, I combined the both books. The Kick the Hornet's Nest.
Yeah, yeah. The girl who kicked the dragon. I like that. That should have been the third book's name. Well, he wrote three of them, but I guess there was supposed to be more. But he just, he passed away. And I mean, I think they all kind of end.
Yeah, yeah, they're all kind of standalone.
So it wasn't, ish. Well, the first one, I only read the first one. I started the second one and then stopped. But the first one did kind of, you know, it was like, oh, there's the next one. So I haven't read the third one, but I wonder if that's what happened too. But it just kind of never, it probably closes it up to a point. So.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he wasn't old by any means or anything, right. So.
I mean, there's even, like, Monty, I mean.
From Rooster Teeth. I think he freely told people what was going on.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. You have to tell somebody, because nobody knows what your plan is, and nobody knows what direction you're going to take. It's not going to make any sense, and nobody will believe it and have a fully satisfied.
Right, like if you didn't tell anybody and then someone else took the reins,
right, exactly,
it wouldn't be the same.
Like Harry Potter, if someone else took over Harry Potter.
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. Yeah, you just blew my mind saying that. Like people would be so pissed off.
Yeah, exactly.
Even after any book after book four, people would be like, no.
Yeah, exactly. I think book four was a very.
Even book five or six, I mean, yeah, those would be all.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
think about that.
Yeah. Sometimes I don't think about it when things are completed. I'm just like, whatever.
That would throw a huge wrench in the series. Like, who would have known? Like, that blew my mind at the end.
I think she wrote it all out.
Oh,
or most of it.
Right. But yeah. But imagine if she didn't. If someone just... Right. If she just...
Right. Like, if someone was just like, well, you got to finish it. And you're just like,
exactly.
Oh, shit.
Exactly. How angry.
That had to have happened. I feel like it did happen in someone's, in someone's someone's son took over.
It can't be the first time that someone's thought about this insane series. If you know it, please let us know.
I'm pretty sure it's a fantasy book. I feel like I heard that, and he died, and his son took over. But from what I remember, bookstore stuff. Woo!
Bookstore days. Holly used to work in a Borders, if you remember what a Borders was.
Les Borders.
There was a song about it.
Oh, Kanye mentions it in a song, yes.
There's a song about it. There you go.
Borders. I don't know. I have this standout memory from Borders. It's really stupid. I was shelving, and this guy was talking on the cell phone. And, you know, so it was like, blah, 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 where are you? And he was like, oh, I'm at Borders, because I'm bored. I was like, oh, boy. But everybody got us confused with Barnes & Noble. So that wasn't fun. I was like, when people handed us Barnes & Noble gift cards when they paid.
Really?
Yeah. And I always did it like really funny. I was just like, you're in a Borders right now. Like, how do you say that? Kevin's distracted.
Well, I want to
find... Wait, what is that? Whose name was that at the beginning? Robert...
Robert John.
Oh. Robert Jordan. I think that's the one I'm talking about.
Yes, that's what I think it is. Yes.
Robert Jordan. He died, and I think his son or someone else took over it.
Wikipedia is not loading. Anyway.
Oh no! Anyways, I think that's the guy I was thinking about. Someone had to take over. He was writing a series, and someone had to take over.
Mm.
But I don't think there was too much of an uproar. I think people liked it.
Okay.
So.
Well, he might have hinted at things to his son, and his son was like, "I can probably figure this out."
Yeah.
But yeah, that would. Oh man, I can't even imagine like stuff on the scale of.
It's okay if it doesn't work.
I know.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah. All right.
No one's listening to this.
Well.
Hi, one person listening to this. I love you.
Oh, more than one person's listening to this.
I love you.
But we would like to hear your feedback on this. I mean, if you have any topics to discuss other things. Holly's embarrassed by feedback sometimes, but...
I'm not embarrassed by feedback. I'm okay with it. Okay. As long as it's not rude.
Rude. But I mean, I
went to art school, and that was 50% of it was feedback.
Right.
Don't laugh at me. 50%. Like, you had to put your art in front of everybody, and it was anonymous in a way. Like, you put it up there... And then they would just go, all right, first piece, let's go.
Yeah.
And you'd hear about it.
And that's why when I did an art program, I dropped the class.
Because you're embarrassed? Yeah, it's rough. But people learn to be nice, you know? Like, you it's constructive criticism, not just criticism. So, and I think, you know, the internet, it's just, anonymous.
You're anonymous,
so it doesn't matter.
But yeah, I mean, if you have topics you want to hear, I mean, you listeners
I try hard.
Here, because right now we are looking up our own topics to bring up, but we're always looking for new stuff, and if you have something to talk about with us, we're more than happy to mention it here and bring it up and see what the other two people who are missing today would have to say about it.
Yeah.
Dumb. Holly and I talk about a lot of stuff since we both lived together.
Yeah,
and
so I'm sorry if this is boring.
No, I think we covered a lot of interesting stuff today.
We only had, we today, so we had we had 5 shoots planned and 2 people had to cancel, so we only had 3 shoots today. We wanted to keep today light. I purposefully like
only did 1 day of the 4 day of the 3 days.
Yeah, only did 1 day of Emerald City Comic Con. We could have done tomorrow, but I was like, right. No, I don't want to.
And I'm traveling tomorrow or Monday, so
yeah, I didn't want to. And we only did 3 today, and we are exhausted, mm-hmm. completely exhausted. And all I'm thinking is next week when we're at SakuraCon, we're doing 3 days in a row, and there's a lot of people. What? Why am I so exhausted? I just feel silly.
I'm pretty burnt out today.
Yeah, I don't know why. It's only 3 people.
I know.
I don't know. It takes a lot of mental energy for me to think of poses a lot.
Yeah. And a lot of physical energy for me to carry around our bag. Yeah,
Kevin's the physical bit, and I'm the mental bit. And when we combine, we just stare at each other and go, ugh.
Why aren't things working?
Yeah, and when something isn't working in technically like flash wise or exposure wise or something, we just look at each other and get really angry.
So please,
give
us a little breathing room sometimes.
No one suffocates. Everybody's pretty patient. I just feel bad for the cosplayer when something's going on because they're just standing there going, "What do I do?" Me and too. I'm like, "Oh, we're just having problems. I'm sorry."
Well,
it's hard to figure it out.
I know.
Sometimes things just work. And you don't even have to try. No. You just click it and go, "Oh, it looks good." And today, you know,
we hit one.
The flash was going off before the camera, which was really weird. I've never seen that happen before.
It's out of sync. It happens.
Anyway, sorry for people who don't like photography things.
Well, I think we've hit our limit.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Wow. It felt so natural today, just the
it
two
did.
Of us.
It did. Wow. But I love you. Oh, right. Kevin's single.
Anyway, well, thank you for tuning into our special two-person episode 10.
Yeah, hopefully next week for SakuraCon we'll have more people. I'll try to
finagle it. Well, I will see if we can do it at the con.
We'll see. We'll see how I feel. I get really grumpy at cons, so I'm just like...
And I have to huff more bags around, I think.
You know what I was thinking about? We have 2 cons in a row in May, and they're both travel cons.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be pretty bad. I just remember that, too.
I know. Well, I'm going to be so tired and grouchy.
We'll go up from there.
The what?
Our endurance.
Endurance, maybe. Because we haven't shot a con in 2 months.
A while, yeah.
So maybe we're just kind of... Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, well, sorry.
We will see you next week at SakuraCon.
Next week. Yep. More people, hopefully. And we hope you like this. Okay. Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.